This is TWiT.
Let's talk about watches and fitness. There is a new Fitbit coming. I guess you must be into this because you're wearing this new Basis. I had the original Basis.
Yeah,
I liked
it. This is their next one.
It was about the smartest watch out there, I think.
It looks pretty hideous. But,
as did the old one. It's very functional.
But it actually doesn't look like it's trying to be something it's not.
This is Intel bought them, right?
Yeah, Intel bought this company. And it does steps. And the cool thing about it is it does heart rate, which they all do now. It's kind of a standard feature. But
yeah, the Moto 360 does heart rate. Not well.
It has the thing on the back that...
Does it do heart... Oh, look, it's
trying pulsing. To measure my heart rate right
does
now.
Does it do heart rate... when you're exercising?
It does heart rate continuously.
Okay, because a lot of these...
And it'll show you your heart rate over the day.
Okay, so that's an improvement.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them say you have to stand still and don't make any noise.
No.
No.
That never happens.
I know. What good is that?
No, it measures heart rate all the time. The battery's supposed to last 4 days. The Bluetooth stuff isn't turned on yet, so it's not giving me all my alerts, but it does sync to the phone.
Oh, so you do have some notifications.
No, I'm not getting any notifications.
But you would.
Theoretically. That's coming. Yeah, we'll see.
How much?
I don't know.
Unannounced?
200, 300, around there. The problem is that the other companies like Fitbit and Apple, they're all about the same price range, and they seem to have more design chops.
Well, Apple certainly.
Yeah.
Although, the same price range necessarily.
Here's the thing that gets me about all these things. They're looking for a reason to be.
Right.
So, and they're all pushing health because that's what they can actually do for you that a regular watch can't.
Right.
And they all want to also measure your sleep.
Right.
Which is a double problem because who wants to wear a watch at night?
Well, the funny thing is...
And then you got to charge them all the time.
Apple apparently has put into its Apple Watch, you know, it has the taptic feedback where I've been told it doesn't actually buzz. It's just like somebody's actually tapping you, poking you.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Thanks. So they have a taptic feedback alarm that'll wake you up.
Okay.
But we also know that the iWatch won't get through, Apple Watch won't get through a day without charging.
Right.
So what good is that?
You buy two.
This is
your
my
night watch.
Watch.
And your day watch. Yeah.
That's useless. But it's
the tap thing is actually unbelievably cool. I haven't
seen
it. Have you
felt it?
No. But the thing about it that I like is the integration with maps. Did you hear about that?
No.
Where if you have walking directions to somewhere,
It'll say left.
It'll tap you differently for go left, go straight, go right.
That's neat.
So you come to an intersection, it goes beep beep. Oh, that means go left.
See, that is one use for. I have the Moto 360, and I've tried a bunch of them, including the old Basis.
Yeah.
This is the one I've stuck with the longest, and that was one really good use for this. Was you can do okay, Google, you know, take me to the airport. Well, actually, this was for walking around London. So take me to the Tower of London. And it would put the map on the watch face.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It would take your next turn would be on the watch face. And it would buzz when it was time to change direction.
Oh, cool. Yes.
But it didn't go left, right. It would just buzz and you have to look. Mm-hmm. But I thought that worked really well. That was a good use for this.
So you have that set so it automatically comes on.
Yeah.
When you do that.
That's a disadvantage in a way is that these don't, they're not like a real watch where they're always on.
This one's always on. I will say that.
Yeah. Because it looks crappy.
It does look pretty crappy.
So it's
but it's always crappy. It's not intermittently crappy.
This looks good, but is only... And you can make this look like a Rolex. There's all sorts of faces out there for this. Anyway, Fitbit has some new ones. They really have kind of owned this market because they were the first. I remember when they were... Was it a Kickstarter? They were a... it was some sort of crowdfunded thing.
Fitbit?
Maybe not. No?
Fitbit, I remember when they announced at a either a TechCrunch or a launch conference.
Maybe that was it. It was just a startup.
Ages ago.
And nobody had really had this idea yet. I mean, it was a pedometer, let's face it.
It was something you put on your pants.
Yeah, it was a clip.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've lost many of them.
Mm-hmm.
Many, many.
Brilliant design.
Yeah. Falls off like,
absolutely,
like that. Instantly.
Lasts a day.
San Diego Zoo has one of my Fitbits.
You're right.
One's in Paris. Good place to lose a Fitbit. One's in the toilet. But they fall off. They fall off really easily. Anyway, they've gone to the band because that doesn't fall off. Their newest ones have been announced, the Fitbit Charge HR and the Surge. They all do the same thing with the heart rate tracking. Mm-hmm. And as a result, they're kind of bulky. These will be out early next year. This is a replacement for the Force, which was pulled back because it had nickel in it and made people itchy. So So this is
that was a PR disaster. It was Fitbit.
But Jawbone, remember the Jawbone Up? What a PR disaster that was. It basically they took them all back.
Wait. Which one was the one? See, by association.
Well, this
Jawbone was the one that had the irritated people, right?
No. The Fitbit the Flex Fitbit is the one that the Force was the one that
Jawbone
irritated people.
Broke.
Fitbit Jawbone just didn't work.
Right. Okay.
Work. This has been a problematic category.
It's one of those
category.
Harder than it looks categories.
I think everybody's trying to get these out now before the Apple Watch comes out.
Yeah.
This has that same heart rate monitor. It's probably the same company that makes it that blinks. So that's all the time. So you would get a graph at the end of the day that would show how your heart rate
went.
Oh, that's cool. That's useful.
Shows you how out of shape you are all the time.
Right.
I need
this
that.
Seems like this is kind of like a new PDA category. The idea being that these are these single-use devices.
Yeah.
And that once we do get something like the Apple Watch that's not only a terminal for your iPhone, but also acts as a trigger for HomeKit and a controller for your Apple TV and the various things that it's going to do, these other things are going to seem like single-purpose wannabes. And like, well, why would we need that anymore? Let's just get this one device that does everything. And then we'll get another one the next year because, of course, it'll do new magical things. And I feel sorry for the people who get the gold ones who are going to spend I don't know how many thousands of dollars and find out, oh, you mean there's one that's thinner and it doesn't require an iPhone.
There's the Apple says we're going to do a drop-in replacement. Or
I was wondering if they were going to do that and do some kind of rebate.
Well, if you spend
basically
$6,000, and that's what the rough estimates are, even at six, we talked about this last week, at $6,000, a gold watch would be a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. So even at $6,000, if it's obsolete next year, that's not good. So the thinking is maybe Apple will have a
subscription,
some sort of upgrade.
A subscription service?
Yeah. Microsoft's in this business. Paul Theroux got his Microsoft banned. He says, even after less than a day of use, it's pretty clear the Microsoft band is big, bulky, uncomfortable, and complex enough to dissuade many from using it. It's a perfect Microsoft product. He does say there's magic here. You've got Microsoft Health Services, which he says are more comprehensive than the Health Kit or Google's Health Service thing. But the band itself, and I've heard others say this, is just kind of uncomfortably bulky.
All of them are.
None of them are great.
No, the thing is, for the heart rate thing to work, it has to be pressed against your skin.
Right, that's why.
Yeah, so thank goodness
this is flat. It's not curved. You could see in the picture on the
It's like the first the first square Google watches,
right?
But even though they're pretty much the same size as the round one you have, they just don't sit well.
He says it's like wearing handcuffs, and you're always aware the device is there. It does have a very nice screen, which does a lot, including notifications. Of course, it's not just a fitness band. It does have sleep monitoring. He says the results were not inspiring because I felt like I slept well. But according to the band, I only got 4.5 hours of sleep, one of which was restful. That's bad. When the band tells you that you had a crappy night's sleep, you thought you felt fine until you saw that.
No, it just sends up an alert that says, get a CPAP.
You snored all night. You kept me up, says the
all night.
Somebody in Feld in the chat room says the new name of this is the Microsoft Shackle. It does it does look like you're under house arrest a little bit.
Put it around your ankle.
Wow.
Actually, you could wear that around the ankle for monitoring. It wouldn't be quite so obtrusive.
I actually have done that with my Fitbit because I all of these have one big failing is that they measure walking and running, but no other form of exercise. So you work out. I row and I work out for hours rowing. And it says you didn't do anything today. So I put it again on my ankle. Doesn't help. Bicycling, same thing, doesn't help. They don't.
They should know bicycling.
They should know bicycling.
Especially the new ones, like the high end of the Fitbit watches has GPS.
Right.
So it knows how fast you're moving. And bicycling exists in a narrow range between walking and driving. So it should know.
Oh, yeah. A little GPS action would tell you.
Yeah.
Some of these have GPSs. Most of them don't because that's a real battery killer.
Right. Well, that's the new thing. I mean, the Timex has one that has GPS and a cellular radio.
Yeah. And it looks, by the way, it looks like it has GPS and a cellular radio.
Oh, my God.
It looks like it was invented by the Soviets in 1958.
It's I'm going to do a sci-fi movie, and that's going to be the communicator.
Yeah.
It just looks like it. The Will I Am one has
The Will I Am one. Okay, come on. Really? Is that a contender?
It's a statement. I'll say that. It's huge.
Do you have? We got to get an image of the Will.i.am watch.
We interviewed Will.i.am.
I thought this was a joke.
No, he's serious. This guy, Will.i.am, is a really interesting, different guy as a tech entrepreneur. He keeps throwing stuff against the wall. And he knows.
But he's a smart guy.
He's really
smart.
So
he says,
really
don't call it a watch. Will.i.am, you should know, he's the front man for Black Eyed Peas. He's great. He's a great rapper, great performer, great musician. It's called the Pulse. Or
the,
Pulse.
The
P-U-L-S.
Yeah.
Pulse. Here's Will.i.am with a CNET. He's also wearing a backpack, so that makes him a fashion accessory. What the hell is he wearing? Is that a tennis racket? What is he wearing on his back?
Jetpack.
This is the...
I'm telling you, he's a smart guy.
I think it's not a watch. Thing.
So, and it's not a smart watch.
It's a whole new thing.
It's a new paradigm, a new category called... A pulse. Over here, your notifications are here. Mm-hmm. Your navigation is here.
Oh, okay.
So you just got to imagine you have three things here.
I like it that some people are trying stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. Simple.
I mean, we have a long way to go before this stuff is
going
useful.
Up and down are your
but he's mm-hmm. trying
so
stuff.
Travel from here, you get your little in-app menu.
Can you buy this?
We have some cool features like
Vibe. I don't know if it's available yet.
Yeah. This is Brian Tong at CNET interviewing Will.i.am on the watch.
If you choose to, your call.
So there's everybody and their brother. I like this one. This is the new one from HP. They got a designer to do this one, Michael Bastien. Let me show you this one here. It actually looks like a watch. It's called the MB Chrono Wing. An alligator strap for $650. Sapphire crystal. Anybody?
So this one puts the has a little watch insert and a little...
But that's an LCD screen. Don't be fooled.
The whole thing is LCD.
Yes.
Because every picture I've seen of this watch has the watch insert in the same exact space.
You can't get rid of it. It does not have a touch screen. It's just buttons and notifications. Lots of buttons.
I like buttons.
Yeah. I don't know. At least it looks like a watch.
This is so cool. I mean, everybody's trying different design ideas.
That's what I like.
And the watch manufacturers are getting involved. The fashion people are getting involved. The fitness people are getting involved. And it's all this battle for the wrist top battle.
Right. This cannot track your steps. This cannot measure your heart rate. This does not beep. It has no touch screen. It has no microphone.
Perfect.
But it tells time beautifully.
It does tell time. And you know what? You credit with all of this innovation to the Apple rumor mill, because all of these things were created before Apple announced an Apple Watch, but on the basis of the rumor that Apple would be doing a watch. And everybody said, scurry, scurry, hurry, hurry, get to this market before Apple does.
Still won't matter. I mean, Apple's...
Yes, exactly. Not that it's going to help very much. When
Apple
will
sell them. Apple not only... Sorry.
No, I was just saying, you're right. When Apple comes out, everything else will disappear or will be also ran, and they'll just discount things highly.
I'm not convinced,
then people
though,
see
that
what Apple's done. And then, I mean,
I'm not convinced that Apple's got it either.
Though. No. I think I am very excited about the version 2 Apple Watch.
Yeah.
The things, the battery life is no good. They're bulky. The UI is first gen on almost all the products. But I kind of like the idea, of this stuff working, but this stuff is too bulky and itchy.